At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Once again, your song of the day from 1970, If You Could Read My Mind by the late Gordon Lightfoot. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
It's one of the best songs you've ever played in 8 years or however long we've been doing
Enter
this.
Enter number two.
Yeah, number two. I walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Poetry.
How about the he had an orchestra with him.
It was beautiful.
It was what. Did it fit the rain too?
Yes.
I closed my eyes.
Thanks for saying that.
I turned it up and closed my eyes, head down.
It's perfect for a rainy day.
Yeah. Oh.
You hit Jake. Jake, you it's one of the best songs you've ever played. Now I will say that Carefree Highway I like better.
Well, so do I.
But that's a great one. You know, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Yeah. These are Gordon Lightfoot classics. Sundown.
Sundown.
With the opening lyric in that one is incredible.
Yeah, that's one of the best opening lines in the history of lyrics.
Jake, I don't know what to say about you. Sometimes you just nail it.
You just nailed July 1.
Mm. July 1.
July 1.
July 1.
This is the day we'll remember forever. July 1, Jake Sorensen steps up. And everything's a mess when I walk in.
It was
there was flailing arms.
I know. It wasn't comfortable.
Words, no, it was uncomfortable. Radio. It was uncomfortable.
And you played If You Can Read My Mind, 1970, by the late Gordon Lightfoot of Canada. He's a Canadian.
Canadian.
Yes, he is.
He could not be our president.
No,
he could not.
God, he'd be.
God, he'd be would have been an incredible president. That's the one time we not want to at least listen to it. Hey, I know he's Canadian, but can we at least look at him being our president?
Give him a chance.
Isn't there an article in the Constitution?
And I'm only a bill sitting here on Capitol Hill.
I can't go 10 because I don't do that. But I'll go 9.73465.
Wow.
Yes. Look at the rain come down.
9444214.
High nines here today.
Oh. I did. And I knew most of the lyrics, but just enter. Number two.
God, it's kind of a sad song.
A sad song.
But it's a beautiful sad song.
look at Farley. Farley gave it a .0001.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Farley.
We're not listening to you, Farley.
Farley, come on.
Okay, we got to guess Ben's score. I'm guessing low also for Ben. I'm going to go 3.7 for
Ben's
Ben.
Ben's probably at 2.9.
Okay, I'll go with what you guys are saying.
3.3. We were right on.
What are we going to do with Ben? What are we doing with Ben?
I don't know. Maybe we look for a different producer.
No, he's really good.
He's really good. But all of a sudden,
his music taste is not good, though.
I can't imagine going against Gordon Lightfoot.
Here's what he said on the radio one day. I was listening to him. It was a Saturday morning. They were talking with whoever he was with about songs and what they like. And he said, I like songs that lift me up. I like songs that make me feel better. Yeah. So, and I would tell you this, Ben, there can be happiness in a song like that. There can be.
Well, it's a beautiful sound.
Look at Jake way over there.
I'm not a lyrics person. You know that. Yeah. I like the sound over lyrics.
Yeah.
And that's just a good sounding song.
And it's a beautifully written song, though. I am a lyrics person.
I know you are.
And that.
So is Bill.
Yeah. Yes, I'm a lyrics person.
Because
heavy
both
lyrics
people. Oh, I don't.
Because there's so many.
Are you heavy lyrics?
Heavy lyrics. Hey, were you in the choir at Columbus High?
No, I wasn't.
I was in the
high. Were you in swing choir?
I didn't make swing choir.
Was Bill singing in the choir, though?
I didn't sing. I was just in the choir. I mouthed the words. That's right. They needed more guys in the choir, so we boosted it up. I'll tell you what, we kicked sea bass. We did, yeah.
Did you?
We were really good. A lot of ones when we went to perform.
You had the hair.
Had regal hair, parted in the middle, feathered back.
Two buttons all down.
Exactly. Yeah. With the fake silk shirt on. Remember those? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we all had them.
Well, before Bill throws some ratings on that song of the
okay,
day,
Jake.
We got Sandmaster 5.8. Rick from Wahoo gives it a 7.5. Triple H's dad, just a 1. Mm. A 1
really?
On Gordon Lightfoot.
Don't understand.
Jake and Hickman, 2.2. Joan Boulder, amazing, 9.5. Ryan in California, 6.6. That's a good rainy day song from John. It says it 5
is.
There.
It is.
Someone says 0 and oof on that one. Oof.
I don't
woof.
Get it. There's got to be young people, right? Got to be youth.
Wet Blanket has a quote from earlier saying, what's that song you sing about sex? You said that on the, what was that? What
wow,
was that?
Chicka, bow, wow.
I've never sang a song about sex in my life.
What's that song you sing? It was like, what are you talking
about? Duke's Aquarium.
Sorry. Keep going.
Scott and Bancroft, a 3. That's it. Mark in Argyle, 9. Sean in Omaha, 7.5. Boone in Firth, 7.2. Jared in Ord, 5.2. Put me back to sleep on that one. Didn't appreciate
Mark from Argyle, he's the one who runs the railroad. And he's taking time in between run the railroad to listen to Gordon Lightfoot. God.
It's a good man right there. Gavin and Pender, 8.9.
We need to hear from
Gavin Galear.
Where's Bird?
I see Big Bird in Columbus. Can't do that one. He says 0.032.
Boy,
from Big Bird in Columbus.
Boy, there's quite the difference here.
Yeah.
Yep. Is it because, like, some people, it's Monday? Is it just up on the wrong side of the bed?
It's possible. It's possible.
I couldn't imagine just walking into the studio. Hey, who's coming in today? Lightfoot. He's in at 10. Imagine that. Wow.
Yeah, Lightfoot was incredible. Carefree Highway, if you hear it at the right time, will just send you.
Repeat that 25 times. Yeah. What I do.
Jake does
I'm guilty
repeat.
Of repeat.
Just oh, I'll do some repeat.
Again, repeat, repeat. I'll play songs 25 times in a row.
I know you will.
For like 2 hours straight.
I won't go quite that long, but I'll go. There's times working out where I've listened to the same song like 6 times in a row.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm like, I just love this.
And I like that.
My first,
I don't mind that.
My first repeat song, driving song, where I heard it, where I listened to it like 20 times in a row in the middle of nowhere driving, was I'm Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old by Garth Brooks.
Wow, oh, really?
That was one of my songs. It's a great song.
Is that one of those days you took tired to a new level?
The new level. It's just you're driving. I was listening to that.
It's a great song. It is.
Well, that song of the day. It's time now, though, for Bill's Thrills on a Monday.
Let's do this.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Oh, God.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 to plan your financial future today with the free consultation. Bill, the floor is yours on a Monday.
Money. Love those money, guys. Remember, the firework, pick up your money on the 3rd and be ready to roll and head down to Roca. To get your stuff from Scooter. So we're going to talk football. This is something I did. It's been kind of going through my mind. I did a bunch of research through some text and calling yesterday. And so it's a little bit new. Jake, start us off, please.
Changes. Face the strain. Changes. Don't want to be a richer man. Changes.
There you go.
David Bowie, thank you so much.
Intro music for
was that
this.
David Bowie?
That was David Bowie, the late David Bowie.
Oh, God, he's dead too.
Mm-hmm. Changes, another great song right there. Bill Shrill's football. Communication competency is critical. This is what's new in college football.
Yes.
And it's a lot. It's a lot. In-helmet communication. In-helmet communication, just like the NFL has, is now in college football. So you have, they call them green dots. If they're where the green dot, I don't know, but the green dot was in the NFL. NFL's been doing it for 20 plus years, this communication.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
College football started all new right now. So there's so many things that come up with in-helmet communication. Is first of all, the NFL is a huddle league. They huddle. Guess what they do on defense? I talked to a coach last night. He goes,
what do they do?
I go, well, they huddle on defense. Because I asked him, I go, how do they get the calls out to everybody when the green dot gets the call? He goes, we huddle on defense. We haven't huddled on defense in 25 years in college football.
Nobody?
There's been no huddle. So then it's like,
weird.
Do you call it in? Does that mean, so when you call in the defense, then the person receiving the call is the one signaling to the rest of the defense? Because
mm-hmm.
before, everyone turned and got the call from the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Not one person was going to relay it. So it brings a lot of things up. Also, on offense, what did you used to see, Sipple, on offense and their signaling? What did you see on the sideline? It was a production. Three guys,
a lot going on.
Yellow hat, orange hat, blue hat,
yeah.
Who's hot, who's not,
mm-hmm.
boards. Fake boards, all yeah. those things were going like crazy. Well, now you can call it into the quarterback.
Okay, so that's going to be way different.
It's incredibly different. Because mm-hmm. now, because if you're going, so also in college, what's different is there's two-minute warnings. I mean, two-minute drills. And that's when you had to have signals in the NFL. That's the only time that they use them. In college ball, I'm not sure how it's going to work because there's so much tempo.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's going to be on tempo. It's going to be
because
on offense, on defense too, everyone looked over, got the call, went and ran the play. So how's that going to work now?
Offense has an advantage.
Will they still have the boards? Will they still have the signalers? Or is it going to be all on the what's going through the helmets? There's a lot of things going
on. On the quarterback.
So defense, you can if they're going tempo against you, I don't see how you can call it in. The defense into the defense, and then he has to get the information to everyone else.
So what do you do?
You have to still have signals from the sideline.
Well,
my point of the whole thing is it's complicated.
Yeah.
Also, if you've been a defensive coordinator in the NFL, you've been doing this forever, calling into your headset what the call is on defense with everything to it right now. Right now, a lot of these college coaches, 90-some% of them on defense, the coordinators, I never did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, I'd be like stressed. How am I going to call this game into a microphone and I'm talking directly to the inside linebacker?
Okay.
Before, when I was calling it, I'm just talking to the signalers. They'd be the ones, hey, I want this. Hey, give me this. Give me type 4. Give me this, whatever. They'd be the ones.
Now you're talking right to the guy?
Yeah, now you're talking right to the guy. Now, so.
And that guy could change, by the way.
There's all those things going. Next thing I brought up here, technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden like that, how well is college ball set up?
Mm-hmm.
What's the NFL worth? $500 billion.
Something.
And so their setup's pretty good. Imagine all of a sudden can everyone have the technology?
Yeah,
good
you're
enough?
Like at Southern Miss.
All of a sudden things are not, yeah. don't go right. Or the next question is always,
then
okay, if you're calling this from above, which means you're up in the press box, what if it goes out?
Yeah.
So there's
you just
all,
go down to the field?
There's all these, well, it's a lot to it.
I know.
A lot to it.
Would you go down there?
Well, yeah, but again, if it just goes out suddenly, you can't get to the field. You'd miss two series. I got to get in an elevator.
Especially if it's a big stadium.
There's a lot of things going. So you have to have all these different things worked out. And then when you practice, if everything's through the headset,
mm-hmm.
everything in practice has to be through the headset.
Mm-hmm.
People have wore headsets
wow.
at college ball forever at practice because everyone could hear each other, coaches and stuff. But now it's going directly into the headset of this person.
This is going to be challenging.
It's just unique. It's
Change.
Changes that could be, and like I said, there's so many things. I can't imagine that, like, Tennessee is hyper fast with Heupel. They go very, I don't know if they're even using the headsets. They're going, no, our system's fine. we signal from the sidelines that we do this and we go fast. Because I don't know how you can do it if you say, hey, now we're just going to call it in.
So they might not even use them on offense.
I don't know how they can. Think about this. So if you take away all the signals from the sideline and they go just through the headset, what's the quarterback have to do? He has to signal to everybody. The quarterback looks over the same time.
Oh.
So all 11
you don't
get,
wanna, yeah, you
all
don't,
11 yeah. get it at one time, then they run the play.
So it may not matter.
If not, the quarterback gets it. Now he's got to tell these guys, these guys. The O-line is the same way. They get the play call. So there's all these nuances.
Oh, you know what, though? I think what you can do with the quarterback in that situation is just tell him what to do as the ball's getting snapped. Because I think it stays on for...
It goes to a certain cutoff time.
Right. But it stays on for a little bit.
There's a time. Also, one of the differences, which was a negative for, say, like any of the teams that didn't go to a bowl game last year. Because last year in the bowl games, they were able to use them.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave them a chance. So I talked to Andy Ludwig about this.
Andy Ludwig is whom?
Offensive coordinator at Utah. And so they had a chance to use it last year. So that's an advantage to have
a chance
to work through it. Now, everybody says, oh, they know what it is. Like Coach Rule is an NFL guy. So he's been in the NFL. He understands it. All I'm saying is it's a lot, and the game is different. Like when I was talking to I called Barrett Rood last night, and Barrett was a green dot for five years. So he took all the calls in the NFL. So think about that. 5 years he did it, he was the green dot. And like he said, he goes, the last thing you want is anyone telling you more than the call. You know, when they hey, real quick there, Barrett, remember, it could be counter coming at you, it could be this. No. They just want the call. They just want to be able to go out and play. But there's a lot to be in that. So, and then it's like, who is it? Some places it's the safety that's running the call. Some places it's the middle linebacker that's making the call. And then also, like I said, you have to know the rotation. Because I was asking Bear, like, but how they rotate there. All of a sudden it's like, hey, you're out, so-and-so's in. Well, he's the green dot. He's the one making the calls.
That's, yeah.
And so who has to be activated on who all has to have it in their helmet?
Or what if he goes down, you know? Or
And he's really good at it and making the calls or whatever is going to happen. But all of a sudden, he's one of the injured. Where before, it didn't affect. If one guy was down, the other 10, like, we all know the calls. They're all from the sideline. We have the calls. Now it's all of a sudden, it's like your number two guy is the one making all the calls with it. There's a lot that goes into
Helmet technology.
And everyone thinks, it's just like, yeah, this is great. It's so simple. Mm-hmm. You just tell them to play. As I was asking Barry, he goes, we just have to have signals for everyone, not just him. He said, NFL, you have to have them for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's when there's no huddle. He goes, the other times he goes, we huddle on defense. Haven't seen that in college ball probably into the 90s.
Good God.
It was like, give you an example. Iowa huddled. Okay. When I was coaching against Iowa, we didn't all of a sudden huddle on defense.
Mm-hmm.
You just know we don't huddle. They huddled, we huddled. Mm-hmm. We didn't huddle.
No, you didn't.
So now it's like, now do you huddle some on defense to get the call?
Maybe
or are they sticking with signals, dummy signals? Will they still have all those all the callers on the sideline for offense? There's a bunch of things that'll be very intriguing to watch.
Changes.
David Bowie.
Yes.
The quarterback's going to have technology.
Changes there.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill. That is a Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour two is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.